Gölgesi. The Tov, we're going to deal with something today. Not musubach. Not musubach. It's just we're not used to thinking like this. It's a very hot sugya. If we don't understand too much, it's also not the end of the world. We'll try and take what we can with it, from it, and you'll grow with it. You'll grow with it. You'll see it manifesting in a lot of different places. We'll see it happening in the different places. In the Tefillah specifically, you'll see these ideas becoming relevant. But as you work with it more and you become more familiar and it sounds less muzah, you heard it a few times, it begins to make some kind of sense, and you start in your own way being able the more kashe to give it over. So we'll read the words, and the words hopefully will do what they have to do, because you know, sometimes it's like taking a vitamin pill. You don't chew it and taste it, you just swallow it and it does what it has to do. This is like, that's what some of the stuff we're dealing with. We're dealing with the sugya of Chiddush HaOlam. We've started right at the beginning that if there was a beginning of the world, there's an end of the world. These things go hand in hand together. You can't have a world that has an end that never had a beginning. If it can end, it means it must have started. So when we see that the world, that Hashem stops creating, that means He created the world. There's a Chiddush HaOlam. Hashem created the world. Yesh Miayin. Everything in the world is just because He created it the way He created it. So there, one of the Dover Choshuv that comes out of the sugya of Chiddush HaOlam. That's the first Nakuda. The second Nakuda we saw is that the two aspects of Malchus that we saw right in the beginning when we first started here, was there's two aspects of the Malchus. There's the Melech B'Medina, there's the Melech who's in the world, where you see his presence, you feel his presence through the way that he's manning the Medina. Before, you just had a whole bunch of individual people going about doing their own thing. When you have a melech, so now everybody is miyuchad behind the melech. And you see a world being run and organized, a medina being run and organized by the melech. But there's more to the melech than just his involvement in the medina. There's a melech, what they call melech b'chedre chedorim, the melech in his own hidden place, where there's a whole new dimension to the medina when there's a melech. The moshul of the chosen at the chatunah. Those two things you see manifest when the chosen arrives at the chasana, those two things happen. First of all the physical isolated parts of the event, the food, the band, the decor, whatever, the guests, that's all, nothing's there. That's just all people coming to do what? Nothing, just to eat, whatever, listen to music. No, when the chosen walks in, that becomes a chatuna. Everybody there now becomes miyuchad behind the chosen, in now what's called the chasana. So the bread rolls are no more bread rolls, and now becomes Sudas Mitzvah. The dancing is chasana dancing. It's not just music and dancing or whatever. It all becomes actualized, let's say, by the chosen coming. But there's something else there. There's a whole different darga of event taking place when the chosen comes in. Besides the fact that the gashmis is now in place. But there's a chosen here. There's a chasana here. That's a different dimension. That's a much higher level of dimension in the marshal. So we'll try and thresh some of that out now as that manifests itself in Vayichul Hashamayim V'aretz V'chol Tzom V'yichal Elokim V'yishbois. Those three things which we spoke about last week, let's take them one step further. So on Daf Mem Tes, that's where I've got it marked. I think we maybe got a bit further then, yeah, but let's go a little bit back maybe, and we'll come back into it from there. That's the introduction to the whole subject. The Yetzirah of the Bria, the creation of the world, stops. The minute you see a hefsek, an interruption, a stopping of the Yetzirah, you have to ask, who made the stop? And if somebody made a stop, who made the start? Where did this thing start? It's ending. We see it stops. Vayichula Shamayim. We see Vayichula Shamayim. 1 second, it's stopping. So where did it start? Who started it? That continues and it tells you. There's Vayichal Elokim. There was Hashem. Shemi ze she'oseh et ha-hefsek. He's the one that's making the hefsek. Who ze shemitchil chidush et hakol? Elokim bochu. Therefore, he was the one that was mechadash everything. From the Hafsaka, you see who made the brachis. From the Vayichulu, you understand brachis. So why do you need anything more than that? You've got Vayichulu Shemayim V'Chol V'Chalelukim. Oh, Hashem created the world. Hashem stopped creating the world. There's a thing called Vayichulu. That Shabbos is Vayichulu. No. Then comes this added dimension called Shvisa. And you'll see that's the most important because Shabbos is called after Shvisa. Everything, we don't say a good Vayichulu. We say a good Shabbos. We know Shabbat Shalom. We don't say Vayichulu Shalom. You see that Shvisa is that's the Makkah B'Patish. Ukamoshe Be'anu in Yonah Le'il Be'inyan HaKetah Shel HaMalchus. Above, we spoke, I mentioned that now when we started just in the Chazorah, there's a thing called Keter of Malchus. Brich Kisrach V'Asrach. In the Brich Shmei, when we take the Sefer Torah out, we say Brich Kisrach V'Asrach. Blessed is your crown and blessed is your place. Your place refers to that where the king is Isaac in the world, Melech B'Medina. And the Keter is that thing which is above the Keter, the Melech. Keter always represents that which is out of the system, above the system. The crown's not part of the king. The king ends where the Keter starts. The Keter's a representation of that which is much higher and much more elevated. The Knisa Melech Medina Tati Ispe. There's two things happens when the Melech comes into the Medina. Chada, Mashal Adai Kain, Hishtalma HaMedina, Umishlachlacha BeYofia. Now the Medina is organized, it's running beautifully, everything's fine. The Shein is, that's the harder one for us to grasp, Etzim HaYisa Melech B'Soichoi. There's a Melech here. Chutz me, what that does. It's a Matthias that there's a Melech here. Vina mitbaye she sichluloi shel oilam v'siyumoi moira al chidusha. We said that the klula, the ending of the world, the stopping, is what reflects, is what makes clear the chidush. V'moira al zeh shakodesh baruch hu am mamamtzi shel oilam umoloi. And therefore we understand that Hashem is the one who was mamtzi the world. He's the one that created, invented, started the whole world with everything in it. V'zu sibel kedushas Yom HaShabbos. That's the kedusha of Yom HaShabbos. Mashi sim ma'isa breishis hu b'Yom HaShabbos. Where does ma'isa breishis end? It's on Shabbos. And that's Moira al dechidush. U'memeila al shlitosa v'yuchudu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Olam. From the Shvisa, what generates the kedusha of the Shvisa? From the Shvisa, you understand there was a chidush, and from that you understand the Boir Olam was machadish. There's a Boir Olam that was Mechadish. And he's everything in the world. If Hashem made the world, Yesh Me'ayin, there is nothing in the world other than Hashem. Aval be'emes, aval be'emes. Adayin ein zeh tachlis inyono shel Yom HaShabbos. That's the introduction. That's not the etzem tachlis of the subject of Shabbos. Now it starts getting difficult. So if you're having problems, just stop me and we'll try and take it slowly and get through. First, you have to hear the words. The whole Indian of Shabbos is not just that quality of Kedusha that you have, that Shabbos reflects and teaches and shows that a Kosh Boch is Boira Mani Goylam. There's a higher level of Kedusha. For sure there's that Kedusha. For sure there's the Kedusha, which is called the Kedusha that comes from the Koyach HaHoyra Shekodesh Baruch Hu Boreh Mevsoilam. There's a Kedusha, because now you understand, there's a Sof, so there was a beginning. Who made it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the whole world, so it's all Hashem. There's nothing other than Hashem. Yofi. That's there, for sure. That doesn't go away. But there's something higher than that. There's something more than that. Lo Rak Kedusha Mikoyach Bechinas HaBoreh HaNira B'Toich HaOilam. Not just the Kedusha that comes from the fact that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. He's apparent. He's recognizable, let's say. And these words are very clumsy. He's recognizable in the world. That's a big Kedusha. You can see Hashem in the world. There's a Kedusha Gadol Mod. But there's something much bigger than that. There's something way, way, way above that. Way above that. That's way beyond any part of this world to be tefes that. Something way above that. V'chein b'kedusha. In Kedusha, when we say Kedusha, we say the Kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei there. There's two types of kedusha. There's kedusha shel mala aretz kvoidei. In kedusha, we say mala kol aretz kvoidei. That's quite a level of kedusha. The whole world is just Hashem. But there's another level. The kedusha shel kvoid Hashem mimkay moi kviyachol. There's a covet of the Shem. There's a kedusha of Hashem because he's in the world. He's here. You see, there's Hashem everywhere. Mala kol aretz mala kvoidei. But then there's the kovar Hashem in koi moi. That's in another place, in his place. Outside the world, kaviyachal, you can't say it's outside the world. Well, higher and higher, way above. Shehi kedushel yoyna min mola koloritz koida. That's much higher than mola oritz koida. Yeah, in this world is where Hashem's magala. He's magala. But that's not, this is so hard to speak out. He's Magali himself in the world. But there's still something about him that's way, way hidden that's not Magali in the world at all. That's the Shvisa. When you get to that Kedusha up there, then there's no world and Hashem's in the world. There's nothing, there's just Hashem. We have a world. Hashem created a world. And in this world, if you understand that there's a beginning, there's an end, that means it's all from Hashem. That there's a mole kol aretz kvoidei, the whole world is mole his kvoidei. How's it mole kol his kvoidei? Because there's nothing in the world, there's not his rotson. If there's something exists in this world, it's his rotson. There's no cockroach, elephant, whale, cow, human, stone, tree, watermelon, that's not his rotson. If he would want that elephant to disappear, it would disappear before your eyes. You just stop thinking about it, it would go away because he's making it now. That's where you see the Kedusha, that's the Malot's Kavoido. But there's something much more than that. There's him himself outside the world. When all of this is over and finished and gone, he's not going to go away. There's a Kedusha way, way above that, Mim Koima, in his place, which is not connected to this world, Bichlal. I mean, it's connected, obviously, because if he's here, and he's there, it's all the same thing. But in the way of revelation, how much of himself is being revealed. I was with Tetzwans, gave me a marshal. I don't know how accurate it is, yeah, but it's a useful tool. Is when you're sitting in your room, in your lounge, in your salon in the afternoon, and there's a sun coming through the window. Yeah? That's the sun or not? That's sunlight or not? It's sunlight, right? For sure. Well, what else is it? Is that the sun itself? Of course. But if you touch the sun itself, you're going to get frazzled. So there can't be the sun. No, it is the sun. It is the sun. It's just filtered to the point where there's a little bit of that light that's coming in here now. So it's not the whole sun. It's not all the sun, but it's still sun. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Magali in the world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he's not Magali everything. We don't see everything there is to see of Hashem. If we would, we wouldn't be here. We'd get frazzled. I'm using this as a marshal. Marshall, Hashem's all one. You can't talk about splitting Hashem up like you do with the sun. But that's the Marshall. The light of Hashem is too bright. We can't handle it. So Hashem filters it. But when you see that light, that's him himself. Is there more to Hashem? For sure there's more. But not different from this. It's also just Hashem. So too, yeah. You see the molecular kvoido. You see the gilu of Hashem in the world. But there's something of Hashem that's way above all that. That's Shvisa. That's when all of this world doesn't exist. Hashem exists before the world and continues to exist in that manifestation even after the world's created. So there's something way above the apprehension of Hashem in the world. And that's what happens on Shabbos. V'ayinu sh'olam v'kol ha'shebo shoivas v'botel. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is bottle. There's nothing. Then this manifestation of Keter, which is above our system, that is what's manifest in the world on Shabbos. That's why the Svadim, you'd say in the Nusach Svad, the Kedusha, there's Kesa. In the Musaf, you say Kedusha, what do you say? Kesa Malchus, yeah? There's not standard.
We say Keter Yitnu Lecha.
Keter Yitnu Lecha. Oh, Keter Yitnu Lecha. Keter. Nachon. That's what's happening on Shabbos. You can't say that during the week. During the week, you can't say that. Because during the week, you don't have access to the Keter. The Keter's there for sure. But we don't access it. We can't see it, we can't apprehend it. But on Shabbos, when there's Shvisa, when there's Shavas, and everything's bottle, so then that's what's manifest in the world. That's what comes into the world on Shabbos. That's why the Nusach Sfan, the Sanim say, Keti itnu lechok. We're working with Keter now. We're in a whole new dimension, a whole new Marechet.
On Chosh Chodesh, we say in Musaf.
No? Chosh Chodesh also, good question. I don't know why. Okay, that's I was thinking that. Excellent. I don't know. We have to see where that fits in, yeah? We have to see what Rosh Chodesh has to do with what Rosh Chodesh has to do with this. I have a few ideas of all, and they're not thought through properly. So, and this is hard enough. Rosh Chodesh needs an explanation based on this Keter idea. Yeah. Okay, Uma'ata, Yeshli is stopping, but Doris Kedusha's Shabbos Kodesh. Now we have to think a little bit about how we define, how we classify Kedusha's Shabbos. Ha'ima Kedusha hiba eichas shel vayichal? Is the Kedusha of Shabbos vayichal, the Kedusha of, Hashem stopped, everything stopped, and now we know that there's Chiddush Ha'olam, and because there's Chiddush Ha'olam, we know that everything in the world is Hashem, so there's a Kedusha that gets generated by that. Wa'amayla shel v'yishbois? Or is the mile of Kedush on Shabbos the mile that's generated by Yivi Yishbois? Well, ze kosiv vayevarech Elokim es yom ha-shvi vayikadeish oisoi. Hashem blessed the seventh day, and he was makadosh it. Ve'eza eichus, with which Kedusha did he makadosh Shabbos? Kivo Shabbos mikol malachtoi. It tells you. Kivo Shabbos mikol malachtoi, the Kedusha that Hashem was Mekadosh Shabbos, was the higher level of Kedusha, the Kedusha of a Yishbos. Hainu, HaBrocha v'Kedusha, Einu v'tnei kivo kile es kol malachtoi. The Kedusha and the Brocha comes into Shabbos, not because Hashem stopped doing his Malacha, not just because of Shvisas Malacha. That's a Hagdama, we'll see. You can't have a Yishbos without Vayichulu. If you're going to want to do Malacha, creative endeavors, you'll never get to a Yishbos. You first need Vayichulu. You need to stop doing malacha. But then the Kedusha kicks in. The Kedusha is not only that Kedusha from the Vayichulu, from stopping to do malacha. You stop doing malacha, that's impressive, but you still haven't touched Shabbos yet. Shabbos, we'll see, comes from the higher level, Vayishbois. Elekivo Shabbos, Hainu Shabbos Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shovas, Vehivsik Legamre Mikol Inyon HaOilom, וביום השביעי יסעה ויושב על כיסא כבודו, on Yom HaShviyi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoves v'botel mikol inyon ha'olam, not just the 39 malachas, from all inyon ha'olam. And he goes up and he sits on his kiseh kvodo, like we say in the Nusach Tfilah there. V'kudusha shviyi sehi lamala malam v'inyon kudusha sheyisoyde hu gilu kvodos barach bo'olam. That kudusha that comes about through the shviyi is way, way, way above the kudusha that is founded on the Kavod Hashem in the world. I told you, this new thinking, it's a new idea, it's fundamental. It's a fundamental understanding anything of the more esoteric wisdom. This is the whole secret of the Tzimtzum, of the Kav, of the whole way that Hashem, this is the whole beginnings of understanding Ma'aseh Bereishis, because Shabbos is part of Ma'aseh Bereishis, you can't get away from it. But these two dimensions, these two aspects, there's the Kolor, it's and there's this thing that's way, way above that comes about when Hashem goes out of the world, so to speak, because he doesn't go out of the world. But the world shoivas, which is hard for us because we don't see anything being shoivas. We don't see Hashem stopping to create the world on Shabbos. Everything just carries on normal. So don't look there. You can't grasp it. That's why I said the more abstract. It's hard to find a place in your head to sort of get points of reference for this. The more kashe. That's what's happening. You have these two things taking place. You have the world is kolok, well, it's poide, but on Shabbos, that's just the start. That's the hagdama. The whole week, that's the story. On Shabbos, that's just the hagdama to something much higher, which is Vayishbois. When it's Vayishbois, then you get this other kedusha. You connect to this other kedusha, which is Akash Boku himself.
is something to do. We say that Shabbos is 170 of Olam Haba. It's something.
You'll see now in Achinami, as we turn over the page, you'll see a Metzah Hashem. We'll turn over the page. You'll see. You'll see exactly where I'm going with it. Brilliant. Okay, so you understand, well, not understand, but we're facing the same direction here. If you came to that, then excellent. There's three lines. Mamash, as you turn over the page, you'll see two more lines. We're going to touch on that. Excellent. Very, very good. You have to come back from Netanya, Manasseh. You live in Beit Shemesh, you see things differently. Look, the view's too nice in Netanya. You have to come back and see. Very interesting. In Cape Town, in South Africa, there's a city called Cape Town. Some of you have heard of it. So the Ponovitch Rov used to come to South Africa quite a lot. So he once said, it's reported that he said that Cape Town is too beautiful for Torah ever to be Tofus there. And Torah has never been Tofus in Cape Town. They even sent Rav Tatz to Cape Town to start doing Kiruv there when he was changing the whole of Johannesburg. They couldn't get anything going there. A little bit there. There was a Yid, he lives in Yavniel now. He worked, mamash, I'm telling you, like I don't think he ever slept. To build a koilin in Cape Town, he wasn't Matzliach. Not Matzliach. Ponovitch would have said it's too beautiful. So there's something in being in a place that's too beautiful that your head can't wrap around Torah. I don't know. Netanya's not Cape Town, but it's Eretz Yisrael, Netanya. So, all right, whatever. Okay, that was excellent. Moira Dika insight that. Very good. Okay. That's exactly what's happening. Because that's what Olam Haba is. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is there's nothing other than Hashem. Mani Shain Olam Haba. Lahanus Miziv Shchinosoi. It doesn't say there's that plus other things. That's what Mesirah Shishorim says. There's nothing in what is in the next world. Hashem created the world. Remember, go back to the beginning of Pirkei Machshava, right in the beginning. Hashem created the world. Why? To give us good. What's the ultimate good? Dveikus in Hashem. What's Olam Haba? Is you have connection to that higher dimension, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Kvodo B'Atzmo, to the Ein Sof. That's in Achinami. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is where that light shines into the world. Or we go up to that light. Later we'll see now. But that's where you can connect to that light. That happens on Shabbos. How we do it is very interesting. It's an interesting way of connecting to the light. You know, I would think you should put on a kittel and fast and meditate all day. No. Hashem says, make kiddush on one and eat. But that's what's happening. First, you have to have a yechulu. Stop doing malachas. That's the first thing you have to do. But that's not everything. Now you have to connect to that higher level of Kedusha. And that's what he's going to say now. Kedusha Shvi Sehila Mala Mala Me'inin Kedusha She Yisoydehu Gilu Kvodis Bach Bo'elam. That Kedusha is much higher than the Kedusha that comes about from the Giloy of Hashem in the world. The light that comes through from the sun into your lounge, that's a light. And it lights up your room. It's beautiful. But there's a much higher light. There's the sun itself. Now, that light's also the sun. Don't think that light's not the Chatz V'Chelila. That's Poshut Apikosis. If you say that the light of the sun is not the sun, in the Nimshal, in the Moshal, that's fine. You can say what you want. But in the Nimshal, if you say that the light of Hashem down, that's not, for sure that's Hashem. There isn't anything else. But it's a Giloy of Hashem. The whole Hashem is like the sun. He's not down. Yeah, you'd get frazzled if Hashem would just Magali himself in Kulu. He has to filter his light so we can handle it. But on Shabbos, that all comes to an end and you connect to the Etzem Kedusha. The Baba Sali, they say, used to, when he lived in Yerushalayim, he moved to Netivot, but when he lived in Yerushalayim, he used to leave Shabbos, he used to leave Yerushalayim on Shabbos, because he couldn't handle the Kedusha. That's when he started coming to Netivot, he used to come for Shabbos, and then he eventually just ended up staying there, but he couldn't handle the Kedusha in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. We don't know what that means, but we understand a little bit of what we're talking about here, because the Kedusha on Shabbos is a whole different dimension of Kedusha. Umikan gam shmo shel Shabbos, the name of Shabbos, lo al shem v'yochel. We don't call Shabbos after v'yochel, the cessation of malacha. El al shem ha-shvisa. Sheze moira al melech elyoin, noira moilich yechido b'yom Shabbos kotshe. That's a revelation, that's an expression, Shabbos, of the fact that, I just want to use his words. Melech elyoin noira, this awesome, powerful king from above, is Moilich Yechidi, he rules alone, one, B'yom Shabbos Kodesh. Ma'ale ma'ale mikovet shamayim, hamizgale be'olameinu, much higher than the kovet shamayim that's revealed in our world, Ela mi'ein olam haba. There you have it. What you'll have in olam haba, which is the world is shoves, there's nothing in the world other than you and Hashem. You're able to be there. That's another part of the miracle. I'm going to be there being nisagin on Hashem, where there's nothing other than Hashem. Okay, that's also sort of requires an understanding. That's not a subject, but that's what will be. You'll be there with Hashem, lisanig al Hashem. And on Shabbos, you get a taste of that. Not just a taste because Hashem gives you, because that's what's Matthias happening. That Kedusha Elyon from Olam Haba, a bit of that Ma'ein, whatever Ma'ein is, 1/60th, whatever that is now in the world. It's a different light. It's a different Kedusha that's in the world on Shabbos. You can see that on people's faces sometimes. They say, the Gedolim, you see their faces changed on Shabbos. There was a different Matthias in the world. Tomorrow discusses cows that knew that it was Shabbos, whatever, because there's a new Matthias in the world. We have tastes of it. We have little schmucks of it now and again. It's a kasher for us too. But that's what's happening. Ze ha-metziut. Yeah, do you mind if I go a little bit forward? Because we've got to a place where I think we're holding somewhere. I think we're understanding something. And if we leave it for a week and we come back next week, we're going to have to get to the same place. And there's not going to be time to do this next week. I want to just take one more step. Mr. Shem, we'll do it again next week, but I want to just take this next step, if you don't mind. We've got 2-3 minutes. I'll just take one more step, yeah? If not, then if it's falling apart, we'll come again. What we did up to now was Mod Chashuv. We got to Ma'ein Olam Haba. That's what's happening on Shabbos. Not just Ma'ein Olam Haba, because you don't have to work, and you're not going anywhere, and you're not doing anything. For sure, that's the Vayichudu. That sets up the ability to grasp, to appreciate the Vayishpois, the actual Kedusha that comes from above, the Keter. In the depths of this subject, it's not like that. Oh, great. I just told you everything, and I told you, no, it's not like that. Now we're coming to the Ike Yosod, and the depths of what Shabbos is. Sheva'emes vayichal v'yishpois enu shnein yonim ze lemale mizeh. We set up Vayichulu and Vayishbois as two separate Marechets, the one higher than the other. That's how we've set it up to now. Nachon? Now that we've got that, let's take that one step further and you'll see they're all the same thing. Elechadahem, they're one thing. Shehavi Yishbois Atzmoi Hu Behechreach Mikoyach HaVayochel. You know where the Vayishbois comes from? It comes out of the Vayichel perforce. When you have a Vayichel, what comes out automatically is the Vayishbois. They're not two different things. The Vayichel gives birth, so to speak, to the Vayishbois. Sherekivin Shevayachel v'nifsoke yitziris oilam. Since there's a Vayichel, there's a stopping and an interruption or whatever, v'nifsak, psak, the ends, yitziris oilam. Nimse she oilam hu mechudash. Now you know that the world's mechudash. So what is the true definition of everything that you see in the world? It's the physicalization of the Rotzen Hashem. That's all. Everything you see in the world is just crystallized Rotzen Hashem. There's no world. Really. All you see in the world is the Rotzen Hashem and his holy word. Kedusha Shabbos is not that Hashem comes into our world as a visitor. He comes into the world. That thing that was above now comes into the world on Shabbos. What happens on Shabbos is not just that Hashem comes to visit you. What happens on Shabbos is you realize, you recognize, you understand, you see, you taste, you feel, you live with the reality that there is nothing other than Hashem. That means the Ein Oid Milvode, that the Shemesh and the sun and the moon and the stars and the heavens and the earth, that's all Hashem. There is no heavens and earth. There's Hashem. That apprehension of Ein Oid Milvode, because it's like that during the week as well. But on Shabbos, the veil is sort of lifted, and you're able to connect with that in a much deeper way. Now, don't expect that to happen overnight. You go into Shabbos now, and everything just melts away, and you have this like ethereal, mystical connection to reality. That doesn't happen automatically, but that's what's happening on Shabbos. It becomes clear via the Shabbos that the essence of everything in the world is Hashem. The piece of bread on your table, the gefilte fish, or the Moroccan fish, or lo mishaneh, the kol kulu Hashem. There is nothing else in the world. Hidova kodshoi shiye lechem. It's a kodosh thing that happens to be bread. Nimtza chal shvisa gemura kol mahus oila mitzad atzmai. It comes out, there's a total shvisa on the whole world. Umahus kol dove matu kovet shamayim v'sulo midi. Everything in the world now is just kovet shamayim. There is nothing else. The kisei kovod now is no longer just in Shemayim, there, way above us. The Shekhinah in its ultimate strength is not just in the higher realms. The kisei kovod comes here, the Shekhinah comes here, that's with us, comes to the Shabbos table. Everything in the world now is the kisei kovod of Hashem. Everything. There's nothing in the world now is not where Hashem is. Okay, so these are very high ideas, very difficult ideas, but that's what's happening on Shabbos. He explains this unbelievably. You can't find the words to say this. Emod kashe. But that's what's happening. Those two dimensions of malchus, the place and the keter, on Shabbos, they all become one thing. Down here, not up there. That comes about via the vayichulu. You cease to do malacha. That gives birth to the shvisa. Now olam haba comes here. Ma'ein olam haba, whatever that means. But now you are where you're going to be there with Hashem. It's all just Hashem. When you're not olam haba, you're not going to be. There's going to be you and Hashem. Nothing else. That's Shabbos. Okay. Now practically, that's okay. that's the shoresh of understanding the sugya. Tov, I told you. Said, oh, we have to go over it. You have to think about it. We'll see next week how you relate to that. But that's what's going on just in Kiddush. Vayichulu shamayim b'chol tzvam. Vayichal Elokim. It's Elokim. Don't forget who's doing vayichulu. Vayish bois. Oh, yish bois. Now I'm in this whole new world. Now I'm stepping into Olam Haba. Olam Haba is coming to me. But that's what's happening. That's Kedusha Shabbos. That's the Kedusha of Shabbos we're talking about. Not just the Kedusha that comes from Vayirachel. And you know that yourself, people that just keep Shabbos by not being Malacha, but they have no Shaykhis to the Ruchnis of Shabbos, we'll see later, to the Tfilah of Shabbos, to the learning on Shabbos, to the eating on Shabbos as a mitzvah, as a Cheftz of mitzvah. I'm not about the Shem Shabbos Kodesh. I don't know how to do that. That would be lying. I can't say the Shem Shabbos Kodesh because I enjoy the Cholot. For me. But the enjoyment you get, the pleasure you get, that's the Shvisa. Just stopping to do malacha, Shabbos can be a terrible experience. If you do nothing, you just don't do malacha. You have to have not doing malacha, which gives birth to the Kedusha Shabbos. That's what we want. Anyway, there's a lot to speak about, but it's late. And we have to go get ready for Shabbos. So have a good Shabbos. Matz Hashem, we'll meet again when we zoiche to meet again.
Good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.